Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Michaela. How can I help you?
Michaela, my name is Bill Broughton, and I'm responding to a voicemail message requesting me to call this number regarding a potential fraudulent transaction on my account. Can you help me?
Okay. Give me just one moment. All right, and if you can, go ahead and provide me with that zip code.
My zip code?
Mm-hmm.
01550.
Okay, and can I have that first and last name again?
William Broughton, B-R-O-U-G-H-T-O-N.
Okay, and for security purposes, can you verify that shipping address for me?
Shipping address, is that PO street address? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
40 Country Club Place, Southbridge, Massachusetts, 01550.
All right. Okay, so I do see here back on the 26th of May, where our mini pods and our smartwatch was ordered. It charged the shipping and handling of $5.95 for each product, and then the $14.95 for the warranty for both.
I did not select the warranty.
Okay. So are you calling to go ahead and get that warranty removed?
Okay.
Or you did say potential fraud on your account, so do you not remember making these purchases or anything?
I'm sorry, say that again?
Well, you did say that you felt like it was potential fraud. I was asking, did you make these purchases? Do you remember making these purchases?
Those that you just mentioned, yes, but not
okay.
The warranty piece of that.
Okay. Well, just give me one brief moment. Okay, yes, sir. You were billed on the 11th for the full retail price of these products. I cannot refund that warranty for you because it is out of trial.
I'm sorry. I still didn't understand what you said.
Oh, okay. I was saying that I cannot go ahead and refund that warranty for you because it is out of trial.
Because they're trial?
It is out of trial. That warranty, if you wanted that taken off, you would have had to call in when you placed the order.
Okay. I just thought I didn't select that when I was placing the order. I thought that if I didn't select it, I didn't buy it. You say that's not true?
I'm sorry?
And you're telling me that's not true if I had to call in to tell them I didn't want the warranty to void the warranty billing?
Yes, sir, because it is after that trial period, and you have been charged already for the full price of the products.
Okay, I guess that's my mistake, then. I didn't realize that.
Yes, sir, I do apologize about that.
Okay, now, on my debit card account, I have a couple other transactions or one other transaction that I'm not sure what this is all about. And it was for a check card, and the date was 06/11, and it was Top Consumer Marketplace.
Yes, sir. Those charges were the full retail price of those products. When you did go through with that purchase, it did state that it was a 14-day trial. And if you did not call in and cancel within those 14 days, then you would be billed that full price for those products.
Okay, this is one and the same transaction then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because on my the listing of transactions on this debit card, there was no value saying that you were waiting to determine what the full price was going to be? On my list of transactions on my debit card, it lists this Top Consumer Marketplace, and that it says this was declined, and it says amount may change, waiting for final amount from the merchant.
Okay, I'm not sure why it does say that, but I do see where it did decline.
So at the bottom of the screen that I'm looking at, it says, do you recognize all of these transactions? I recognize them all, but this one here that was declined, you know, that was my issue. I didn't realize that if I didn't respond, that I was responsible for the warranty.
Mm-hmm.
So that being said, it said, do you recognize all these transactions? I said, yes or no. So I put down yes, click yes.
Yes, sir. You would go ahead and hit yes because these are the valid charges. And you did say you did make the purchase for those earbuds and that smartwatch, correct?
Yep.
Okay. So, yeah, you would.
So click yes, and then okay, I just clicked yes.
Mm-hmm.
It says your card will be reactivated. Before we do that, are you sure you recognize all these transactions? The answer is yes. Okay, and then it says connection error. We're sorry we weren't able to complete your request. Please try again. Am I supposed to put okay?
I guess so. It seems like it's more of a bank issue. I would advise calling your financial institution and see maybe the network went out on their end while you were trying to go through and do it.
Aren't you Bank America?
No.
Well, this is who I was told to call by Bank America.
Okay. Yes, sir. We are not Bank of America, though.
Okay, so who are you?
This is a third-party call center. We handle different companies and different products. Right now, we are looking at your account, and it shows that you purchased the Icon Mini Pods and the Icon Smartwatch.
Okay, and I'm saying I agreed to it, but there was a misunderstanding on the warranty. That was my fault for not understanding that. So it's a valid transaction, and so I'm trying to get my account activated again. It says they weren't able to, because of a connection error, they weren't able to complete the activation request.
Okay, and so that is where you would call your financial institution.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
No problem. And I do thank you for calling customer support, and you have a great one.
All right, you too. Bye-bye.
Mm-hmm.